Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schau with the latest. The state government has announced a $500,000 boost for research into childhood dementia. Premier Peter Malinauskas comparing the disorder to cancer.
Childhood dementia, we know, has around about 70 different strains. And if we're going to see to an appropriate treatment in the future that can turn around a young person's life, we've got to have nation-leading research occurring here at home, and Flinders University is a good home for that.
A sheep industry forum is being held in Mount Gambier this Wednesday evening, hosted by Federal MP Tony Pazin and State MP Ben Hood. Minister Pazin says the event will discuss the impending ban on live sheep exports, with the industry's Dr. Holly Ludman appearing as a guest speaker.
I want producers to hear directly from someone at the coalface about those impacts, their likely continuation or otherwise, and what might be done to make sure that producers get a better outcome for the lambs in particular they produce.
The government will begin phasing out live sheep exports following the next federal election. The Department of Primary Industries and Regions isn't ruling out a possible investigation after a 16-year-old was bitten by a great white shark off Adelaide's coast on Sunday. And health authorities are urging us to get vaccinated ahead of the upcoming flu season around the Limestone Coast. The call comes following last year's flu season, which saw case numbers increase for the first time since 2019. Regionally based MP Dr. Arvind Sharma says that increase occurred for a couple of reasons.
Number one, that people are going outside more. Also, that flu vaccinations decreased, and they decreased because people didn't perceive the fact that the flu was a threat anymore. And so as a direct result, we saw that there was increasing flu occurrence.
A big round two in the KNTFL, with Mundulla solidifying its top spot on the ladder. The squad gave Kybibalite a 13-point smackdown at the showgrounds to take the win. Elsewhere, Penola topped Narracourt by 38, and Bordertown proved too good for Lucendale with a 47-point win.